I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. There's a new orchestra in town. It's called the American Chamber Orchestra. It's actually won the recent Project Jumpstart Innovation Competition. They have a concert coming up on Sunday, February 23rd. They'll be in Recital Hall at 1 o'clock as a pre-show talk, by the way, at 12:30. Our guests include the founder of the ensemble, Aaron Frank, the conductor, Diego Barbosa, the marketing director, Maya Antoine Aboud, and one of the composers for the presentation, and that's Daniel Cueto. Tell us a little bit, Aaron, about the creation of this ensemble and the view for it.
We are the America's Chamber Orchestra, ACO for short, a chamber orchestra made up of musicians at the Jacobs School of Music. The idea for this group started based on experiences that I had traveling in Latin America. And what I saw is that the music of Latin America and of the Americas in general was not being fully represented in the United States in a way that I found interesting. I wanted to create an orchestra that could present the complex cultures and the sounds of the Americas through innovative performances. I met with Diego, and we spoke about the concept and started to brainstorm how we could bring this orchestra to life. Since then, we've designed a full proposal around the project. A big part of our orchestra is community engagement, and we hope to bring the Bloomington community together through the concerts that we perform, doing outreach in some of the public schools. And we're planning a season of 6 concerts for the next school year. With us as well is our composer in residence, Daniel Cueto.
Daniel, I'd like to ask you about your contribution to the American Chamber Orchestra. One of your pieces is Kipu that we began this with. I'm interested in your other contributions as the resident composer.
There's a piece of mine that's going to be premiered in this first concert on February 23rd. It's a piece for soprano and orchestra. And the name of the piece is Lambras. Lambras is a kind of willow that exists in the Andes. And it's based on traditional texts from the Peruvian Andes.
The American Chamber Orchestra is a fledgling ensemble, but at the same time, they're an organization looking for the future. And one of the things that they've done is they've engaged a marketing director, Maya Antoine Aboud. Tell us a little bit about your own background for managing an orchestra.
I was actually involved with the Illinois Wesleyan Chamber Music Festival, and I did a lot of PR work previously for them. That also included design work for posters and such that we would send out into the community. So when I was asked to be a part of this orchestra, I was thrilled, and I took a position of creating the poster.
Diego Barbosa is the conductor. Tell us how you want to shape this ensemble.
I am Colombian. Always in my career, I wanted to highlight the Latin American culture that is very huge, very rich, and sometimes the people don't know really what it means to be a Latin American. With this orchestra specifically, we decided to explain what is Americas as a whole continent and as a whole mixture of cultures in a very highly professional level.
Conductor Diego Barbosa, he'll be leading the American Chamber Orchestra in their concert, takes place on Sunday, February 23rd at 1 in Recital Hall, and there's a pre-show talk that will contribute to the experience, and that's at 12:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.